Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we continue through this Advent season, we're looking at the roles of a few of the prominent women in salvation history. Last week we witnessed the faults and failings and faith of Eve. You know, she was flawed but faithful. Tonight we witness the laughter of Sarah. First, her laughter at the notion of having a child in her old age, then her laughter of joy as Isaac is born. She also is flawed, but faithful. We first hear of Abram and Sarah, as they were known back then, living in the land of Haran, which is southeastern Iraq. They have no children. God speaks to Abram and promises that his descendants would inhabit the land of Canaan. God promised him a son. God promised his descendants would be a great nation. They would be as numerous as the stars in the heavens or the sand on the seashore. And God sent Abram and Sarai to live in the land of Canaan, the land of promise. Sarai was 65 years old at the time that God spoke to Abram. You have to understand that the biological clock of those ancient people ticked a little slower than it does for us. At age 65, Sarai was still within the normal range of childbearing age. And years go by. Abram and Sarai were living in the land of promise, but God was not keeping his promise, or so it seemed. The thing about God's promises is that, one, he always keeps them. Two, is that he follows through in a way that far exceeds our expectations. And three, he is not a God of instant gratification. We are made to wait and be patient. Sarai, having waited long enough, comes up with a plan to give God some help and have Abram father a child through her Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. And this was an accepted legal custom in the day, and the child would legally be Abraham and Sarah, or Abram and Sarai's. But this is not what God intended to be the fulfillment of his promise. Ishmael was born 12 years after God had made his promise. Ishmael was not the answer to God's promise. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and reiterated, he spoke again his covenant. And this time he changed Abram and Sarai's names. From now on, his name would be Abraham, which means the father of many nations. And she would be called Sarah, which means princess. God promised kings and peoples shall come from her. And Abraham laughed and said to himself, shall a child be born to a man 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham, helping God out once again, says, oh, that Ishmael might live before you as the child of promise. God says, no. Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son, and you will call his name Isaac, which means he laughs. We tend to remember Sarah laughing, and we haven't even gotten to that part of the story yet, but Isaac's name would be a constant reminder of Abraham's laughter, his doubt at God keeping this promise. It's much like what we saw with Eve last week. I mean, Eve was not innocent in the whole fall into sin. She too was tempted. But the lasting memory of the fall into sin is that it was the sin of Adam. He was the one who had the authority. He was the one who takes responsibility. Isaac being named He Laughs, it's not because of anything that Sarah had done. All of this took place by chapter 17. Sarah doesn't laugh in disbelief until chapter 18, but it's the laughter of joy at the birth of Isaac in Genesis 21 that we really want to focus on here this evening. God has made laughter for me, Sarah says. God kept His word of promise. He exceeded all of their expectations. Abraham and Sarah, they had their doubts. Even laughing at the notion that God is going to do more than they had accomplished with bringing forth Ishmael. And we often get caught up in the idea that as long as our day-to-day life is doing okay, we tell God, oh, let that be enough. It's enough that I have a nice home and my children are safe. Let that be enough. God says, no. I have a greater plan for you. And I'm going to greatly exceed your expectations. It may not be realized for a long time. And in the meantime, there may be a lot of issues and turmoil that happens. And we can see, you know, if you read all of Genesis, you see with Hagar and Ishmael and the interaction that goes on and what the sons of Ishmael are, you know, eventually do towards the sons of Isaac throughout history. You know, there's a great deal of issue that happens. It's not all rosy for Abraham or Abraham's descendants. God's promises may not be realized for a long time, but in the end, His promise is sure and He will greatly exceed your expectations. There would be another child of promise who would be born, and his coming would be a long time after it was announced. And His name will be called Jesus, which means the Lord saves. And there is going to be a tie-in with Isaac and Jesus as later on Abraham was called upon, commanded by God to sacrifice Isaac, and a substitute was made. The ram was the substitute sacrifice for Isaac. The child of promise that was to come, that we are preparing to celebrate His coming, He is the substitute sacrifice. Back when He was proclaimed and promised, it was a long time, or it seemed to the sinful people of this world as a long time in His coming. But God's promise was sure. As we await His return, it seems like He is a long time in coming. But God's promise is sure. And we can see that He always exceeds our expectations. And as we look forward to the coming of Jesus, it is a constant reminder every time we say that name. Whenever we hear that name, remember it means the Lord saves. The name Isaac, He Laughs, was a constant reminder to Abraham that he had laughed at the notion of God providing a real child of promise. And the name Isaac was a constant reminder to Sarah of her words of joy. God has made laughter for me. Like all the women of Advent, Sarah is flawed. But faithful. She waited impatiently, and God fulfilled His promise beyond her expectation. as we are in the yearly Advent season and in the final Advent of our time, be patient and wait. As God has always done for his children, he provides and fulfills his promise beyond our expectation. He has always done this, and he has always acted according to his time. Therefore, wait, watch, be patient. Our Lord is coming. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.